From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 8, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Daily Freeman is reporting that U.S. Representative John Faso will deliver the keynote address at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce's Contact Breakfast on Wednesday, August the 16th. Attendance is by paid admission. The event is not posted to the public schedule page of Faso's website. Since joining Congress in January, Faso has consistently failed to announce in a timely way his intention to appear at various public events held within the district. The Kinderhook Republican was elected in November 2016 to his first two-year term representing the 19th Congressional District. He serves on two House Budget, Transportation, Infrastructure, and Agricultural Committees. The Chamber Breakfast will be held at 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday, August 16th at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel, 40 Civic Center Plaza. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee has voted to recommend a new satellite mental health clinic be established in the Ichabod Crane School District, even though a similar clinic already exists in the Valencia Medical Arts Building located near the school. Michael Cole, Director of Human Services for the county, said the schools are seeing, and I quote, students in distress, end quote. Cole said the help that schools counselors can provide to these students is limited because they are trained in areas other than mental health services. He also mentioned another advantage of offering services at the school, saying, and I quote, we are seeing less stigmatizing, end quote, of students who use special services discreetly in the school rather than traveling off school grounds. In addition, the school, and I quote, is a safe environment, end quote, with many people considering it safer than the off-site facility. The county agency already runs satellite mental health clinics in other schools in the county. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office on Monday, August the 7th, announced a $7.3 million funding boost for a program that provides college classes to the incarcerated in state prisons. Individuals imprisoned at various state facilities statewide have the opportunity to enroll in a college-in-prison reentry program. Through the program, they are able to take classes and earn credits towards an associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or industry-recognized certificate. The new funding announced Monday will create more than 2,500 seats for college programs, or about 500 to 600 new seats per year. The funding will support classes provided by a mix of SUNY and private colleges at correctional facilities across the state, including Coxsackie Correctional Facility. Educational institutions taking part include Bard College and Cornell University. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Jeanette Wolfberg reported in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee wants to get the word out about the 24-hour crisis helpline, 518-828-9446. Those seeking help for opioid abuse, mental health issues, domestic violence, and homelessness can call 518-828-9446 24 hours a day and be referred for emergency services. During regular business hours, the calls are answered at the County Mental Health Center in Hudson. At times outside of regular business hours, the County Sheriff's Office answers and routes the caller to the appropriate service provider, a licensed behavioral health professional on duty. The committee is currently at work on ways to improve the hotline and has a plan for a publicity campaign to spread awareness of the service. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Anthony Fiducia is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that two proposed solar farm projects are currently under review by the Greenville Planning Board. The farms would be developed by Cypress Creek Renewables, LLC, a national solar energy provider. The proposed facilities would be located on the west side of Route 32, each occupying approximately 20 to 25 acres and producing 2 megawatts of power. John Reagan, Senior Zoning and Outreach Manager for Cypress Creek, said, and I quote, the intent is to generate renewable energy in a community so it can be consumed locally, end quote. He said residents and businesses will be able to purchase energy from the company at or below existing rates. The two Greenville projects represent a $4 million investment, a piece of which $2 million would be locally spent. The board met last week with Cypress Creek to discuss the state environmental quality review. Individual board members expressed concern over the impact the farms would have on the town, its environment, and quality of life, especially for those living nearby. The process will continue when the planning board meets next month and planners further discuss the impacts of the proposed project. A public meeting could be held in October. The Greenville Planning Board will meet next at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 6th, at the Town Hall, 11159 Route 32 in Greenville. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Route 385 in Coxsackie will be blocked off for approximately 2 weeks, beginning Monday, August the 7th, while the New York Department of Transportation replaces a drain between Hollister and Church Streets, according to the Coxsackie Fire Department. A car detour will route traffic via Sutton Place, Farm to Market Road, Stacy Road, and Sunset Boulevard. Trucks use Route 9W and Route 23. Finally, Lawrence Stanforth and Casey Seeler are reporting in the Times Union that State Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan released a statement on Sunday, August the 6th, saying he recently completed treatment for an alcohol problem. The 56-year-old Long Island lawmaker has led the chamber for 2 years. He said he sought help for a problem that was worsened by the pressure of his leadership role. Flanagan said, and I quote, "Recently, I recognized that alcohol was becoming a crutch to deal with the pressure I was under related to my responsibilities as Majority Leader of the New York State Senate," end quote. Flanagan's spokesperson said he did not know the length of the senator's course of treatment or where he received it. Flanagan was first elected to the Assembly in 1986 at age 25, following the sudden death of his father. He was elected to the Senate in 2002. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy drizzle with scattered showers before noon today, then scattered showers mainly between noon and 3 p.m. It will be cloudy and gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, patchy fog between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday afternoon, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:54 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:06 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. About 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 8th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.